You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Our premiere edition of Jazzed in Blue features interviews and music by Grammy-winning jazz legend Diane Shure, the eclectic acoustic jazz sounds of Verano, and the earnest musicality of jazz pianist Randall Kay. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome back to our premiere edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush. Up next, we have a band rooted in my hometown of Washington, D.C. They are called Verano, and they have just released their CD Joie de Vivre, an exciting collection of acoustic jazz interpretations of the American songbook and beyond. I have had a chance to speak with singer Lynn Verano and guitarist Ken Avis, and you'll hear all that interview in just a few minutes. From their CD Joie de Vivre, here is Verano with La Mer.
Le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent, la mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer au ciel d'été, au fond, ces blancs moutons avec les anges si pur, la mer, bergère d'azur infini. Voyez près des étangs les grands roseaux mouillés. Bercé le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour, la mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie. Au fond, ces blancs moutons
From their CD Joie de Vivre, that was Verano with La Mer. Visit the band at their official website, www.veranomusic.com. I had a chance to speak with Lynn Verano and Ken Avis of Verano regarding their new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, you guys, this is a wonderful CD that you guys have out. And now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you guys feel about the end result?
Well, we're very excited by the reception, I must say. You know, the first week it was out, it charted in Jazz Week World Chart at number 16, and honestly, you could have pinched us. We didn't really care about the chart, but once we realized we were in the charts, it kind of opened up our minds a little bit to the fact that people were actually actively spinning the CD, listening to it, responding to it, and the response has been very positive. So, thrilled. It couldn't have been better.
How about you, Ken?
It's only been out for just over a month now, and so we're seeing the response actually from all over the world. That's the incredible thing is, with the internet radio and so on now, we're having tracks from the CD played in the UK, which is particularly special for me. In fact, Beatles Radio has picked up the Beatles song that we covered on the CD. So that's playing all over Europe as well, which is fantastic. And then we're kind of getting into Lynn's homeland of Canada on a lot of the radio stations up there, particularly the jazz radio. So it's just, it's got legs. This is a CD that's got legs.
And how did you guys go about selecting the material for this CD? I mean, it's pretty much, you know, I don't know, you can't call Beatles American songbook, but, you know, I mean, what drew you to the material? How did you guys go about picking it?
Well, it's a bit of a process, I guess. But the main element remains that the songs have to speak to us. It really doesn't matter what genre they originated in, who wrote them, where the songs are from. The songs had to speak to us in a very strong manner. And 'cause, you know, some of them are old, some of them are new, some are traditional. And we have been playing with them for a while. I've given them our own treatment, and we just feel that they're ours. And we can, you know, we can own them and convey what we want to convey through that music. It really doesn't matter where they originate from.
And the other interesting thing with the band is we're an eclectic band. Lynn's French-Canadian. Mm-hmm. I'm English. David Rosenblatt is from Arizona, but he grew up in Brazil. He brought in the whole Brazilian side to it. Pete's from California, from Monterey. And he kind of grew up with all of the kind of Stan Getz music and the bossa nova. So we find there's was moving from French chanson to swing to bossa nova to Mexican traditional song. And then we said, well, why not the Beatles? You know, I mean, that's really my favorite music. We put that in there. Plus one of David's original compositions, which he wrote when he was in Brazil in his 20s, studying acoustic guitar there, which is Abertura de Verão, meaning opening of summer.
The I guess the other element to answer your question is the fact that the music is arranged as a collaborative. We get together every week. Although the band is pretty young now, we've been together 18 months. We're very excited, full of ideas. You know, we email each other every day with ideas or jokes, or we just feel this connectedness. And when we get together, we all just put our minds together, play together, and decide on the arrangements together. So it's kind of a lot of fun, if you catch my drift, you know.
I do.
It's very energetic. It's not planned out at all. We keep throwing songs at one another. You know, on a Monday morning, you can get an email from Pete or Ken, and what about this song? What about that song? And then somebody says, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to do that song. Mm-hmm. Oh, that song brings to mind this, and that. How about we do it with incredible amount of energy and friendship in the band that really gets poured into the music?
It's interesting you say you've only been together 18 months. You guys sound like you've been together a lot longer than that. But
well, actually, yeah, that's true. Ken and I have been together for many, many years.
Oh, I see. And talk about how music began for you, Lynn. How did that start?
Well, I was a tiny little girl growing up in Quebec and loved to sing, and very funny how it happens back home. Everybody, whether you can, parties and events where somebody starts out one of those traditional songs, you know, call and response songs. And I remember very little, just being plunked on the table and being ordered to sing this, and that. And it could have been a traditional song, it could have been a pop song that was on the radio in those days. And that's kind of how it started for me. More, but moving forward, I started studying music seriously in my 20s, and studied classical opera for several years before really venturing onto other genres.
And how about you, Ken?
Well, for me, it was I was the youngest of four kids living in the north of England, and growing up around the time of the Beatles and so on, so I definitely wanted to play guitar. And my older brother had a guitar, and when I asked my parents, they said, we're not going to waste money, your brother never practiced, he never went to lessons. So I literally had to beg to get a guitar when I was about 10, and I started to play with a teacher there who was a big band jazz player. And then, of course, by the time I was 14, I wanted an electric, and I wanted to play Who songs and everything else, and play the Kinks. But even from that old era, I was performing in bars and hotels in Blackpool, the town I come from. And then, rather than moving on to university or work, I was working in music from the age of about 17. Onwards. So it's always been there. It's been the constant for me, and at times playing in different genres. I spent about 5 years the vocalist with the Otis Grand Kings band, who become fairly big in Europe as a blues band. And we were doing Western swing music. We must have been the only people in Britain doing Western swing. All the Bob Wills and his Texas Playboy stuff. And I guess from that, I really got into the jazz from that. I mean, that's when I heard it. I'd never heard anything like that music. And they were doing things like Take the A-Train with fiddles and pedal steel guitars, doing Duke Ellington stuff. So for me, that's what really got me excited about jazz.
I see. And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it begin?
I met David Rosenblatt in Mexico, of all places. And people used to say, oh, David plays guitar and you play yours. And after about 2 years, get together and play guitar. And it was one of those things, you know, where you hear somebody plays guitar and you think, yeah, they probably know a couple of Eric Clapton songs. But in fact, the guy is brilliant. It was absolutely jaw-dropping to hear David play.
To say the least.
So I went home and said to him, hey, you've got to listen to this fellow. We've got to play together. And that's exactly what happened. And she was equally amazed. And so we just, at that stage, we said, we've got to do something with this. We've got to work on it, and particularly on the Brazilian side. And that was it. That was the genesis of the band. But I'd say we started, and within 2 months we did our first gig. Within 3 months we recorded the CD. So we spent quite a while having put down the basic tracks to then add those additional musicians, Jeff Antoniak on sax and Dave Klein on violin,
mm-hmm.
on just a couple of the songs. And I think we did maybe, I think it was about 60 shows in our first year while finishing off the recording. And so it was pretty fast, and the response was pretty fast as well. You know, we were delighted to get nominated by the Washington Area Music Association for 3 awards within the first year.
That was great.
And just so many shows to do.
Visit the band at their official website, www.veronomusic.com. From their CD Joie de Vivre, here is Verano once again with On the Street Where You Live.
Just to know somehow you are near. The old
You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls. You took me way too high. This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to this edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Verano, who have just released their CD Joie de Vivre. I had recently had a chance to catch up with Lynn Verano and Ken Avis of Verano, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
From the album, what songs resonate for each of you the most and why?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I've got to say there's two ones. The song For No One is, it means a lot to me because to do a Beatles song, the Beatles were a big deal. I'm a Northern English person in England, so if my accent will think I'm from Australia. but people with an accent like mine, radio, the television, until the Beatles happened, you know, they were more than just music to us. They were part of a social movement in England. And so for me, it's really great to get that song on there. And it's a song which John Lennon said is actually the best song Paul McCartney ever wrote as well. So it really is a great song. The arrangement's great on that. And I think particularly with the violin from Dave Klein, we take that into a different direction. That's one that means an awful lot to me. The other one on the Brazilian side, and I learned so much from David on Brazilian guitar, doing something like Corcovado, that was one of those big grails for me. And I used to play a song like that. But you know, that's it. I've achieved all I ever wanted to achieve. But of course, you get there and you learn it and you think, okay, what's the next challenge? But to be able to play that Brazilian style is a bit of a mystery to it for a lot of guitar players. And to actually crack that, it's like lifting over a plateau in my playing. So I do love that song.
How about you, Lynn?
I discovered stuff. For me, you know, it would have to be La Mer. I think because it's part of growing up. It's a song that my mother loves, and although my mother is completely tone deaf, she used to sing. We beg her not to, but and it's just got that. It's very different from the American version, which is a beautiful version, you know, Beyond the Sea. La Mer is very contemplative, so it's really just about the beauty of life. It's about the beauty of the sea and the seashore and the birds, and it's got that nonchalance and that I'm just here, I'm just embracing life. It's kind of a respite sort of song, so I think that would have to be the one for me. And I get to whistle on it, which I like to do.
What would each of you like a person to come away with after they've heard this CD?
The joie de vivre.
Yeah, I guess that's it, joie de vivre.
Yeah.
There's beauty in the songs that were written, there's beauty in performing music, there's joy, and that's it, really.
Yeah, there's something there. It's such an eclectic CD, which we worried about initially and thought, whoa, you know, can we get away with doing swing and bossa and Mexican traditional song and all of this varied stuff on there? So there's something there for your mom, something for your dad, something for the grandmother, something for the baby. You know, there is stuff for everybody there, but it does hold together. And that's what's not so good about the reaction, you know, is people have got over the eclecticism and just said, well, we like this. This is good.
Visit the band at their official website, www.veronomusic.com. From their CD Joie de Vivre, here is Verano once again with The Gentle Rain.
Walk with me in the gentle rain. Don't be afraid, I've a hand for your hand, and I will be your love for a while. I feel your tears fall on my cheek, they are warm like the gentle rain. Come, little one, you have me in the world, and our love will be sad, very sweet, like the gentle. Thank you.
To download this portion of Jazzed in Blue, simply scroll to the bottom of the page and click Download Part 2. Jazzed in Blue will be right back with music and an exclusive interview with Randall K, so stay right where you are.